This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, we're doing a doubleheader today. We're doing Sif Tes till the end of the Siman. Sif Tes says, Siman Sadi Dalid Sif Tes, Mi Shehuchruch Lespalo Miyushav, someone who has to daven sitting, Kishayuchal Tzarch Lachso Lespal Ma'umad, Ve'ein Tzarch Lohisaba Davar. Wow. Let's say somebody wasn't feeling well, and he has to daven sitting. And then an hour later, he feels better and he could stand. He needs to daven again standing. And he does not have to be mechadesh anything. Says the Rama, Hago mi shababa derech, someone who's going on the road. Vusamach lamalon, he's close to a hotel. Yachal estalik min aderech v'makam shalei yafsku oivrei drachem. If he could turn aside from the road so that wayfarers don't interrupt him. Yestalik sham, he should step to the side. V'lo yispalo b'malon, he shouldn't daven in the hotel. Shel oivdei koychavim. Shaloi yivalbalu b'nei abai, so that the people of the hotel don't disturb him. So, you know, back in the day, I guess the hotel was more of a public situation. You know, maybe you slept in a bunk bed. The guy on top of you was a galach. The guy on the side of you was an imam. And, you know, it wasn't a conducive makom for tefillah. So you're better stepping off the road before you get there, because otherwise when you get there, the people staying there might disturb you. Avalam im I afshala lesag min haderech b'makom shalei yafsiku. If you cannot move to the side of the road in a place where people will not interrupt you, yisbal b'maloin, you should pray in the hotel be'ezek karen zavis, in whatever corner you are able to. Says the Mishabura. Miyushav, vuadin b'mahalich baderech. Wow. If somebody davened sitting, and now things are better, and he can daven standing, he has to daven again. Kishayuchal, what does that mean? Where this man tefillah did not pass. Really, that's a chiddush atzum. You have to, so that means what? You're davening on an airplane because you didn't think you'd land on time. And you daven sitting, and now you land, and you still have an hour to daven. So now what? Now you have to daven again? Yeah, the Mechaber says you have to daven again. Meaning, the Dirshu points out earlier in Siman Pei Tes, Sivkadim and Beis, he wrote, Mishabru says, that if you're Mashiach, that by the time you get to your destination, this Zman Tefillah will still be present, you should wait and not daven while you're sitting. So here we're talking about the guy calculated, he thought he might miss his Zman Tefillah, so he davened sitting, or he was an oinus. By the way, I just want to point something out. In Sif Vav, we spoke about a choyla who davened in his heart because he wasn't feeling well. So Mishabura said that if you get better, it could be you don't have to daven again because you're an oinus. So why over here do we say that when you get to your destination, do you daven again? Weren't you an oinus at the time you davened to daven sitting? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. This is not like davening a b'nedava, where we hold the kaimelon lekamal mesim kovzayin d'sach lechadeshba, that we hold that when you daven a tefillas nedava, you have to innovate something new. But here you don't have to innovate something new. So I guess my question is, and Mendy's going to write it down, why when it comes to somebody who's sick, and he doesn't, he's not able to say the words, if he's maharer b'libay, efshir d'yoytziz b'zeh b'di'eved. Even though, by the way, we paskin that you should say it again, but l'maisa mishabura has a strong side, you don't have to. And davening sitting, that when things look better, you have to daven again. L'maisa, we don't paskin this way. It says Mishabura, L'dina hiskinu ha'achorinim she'ein tzarch lachso v'spal she'enes. The achorinim say, L'maisa, you don't have to daven again. V'chein ha'minog, she'ein oivrei drach m'shespal b'adach m'yushav chosim v'spal she'enes. That's the minog, that wayfarers do not daven again when they get to their destination. Friends, what's better? You have two possibilities for shots. One, old Talmud Chacham who's confined to a wheelchair, and one, a guy who's not a Talmud Chacham who could stand on his feet. Says Rabbi Yashiv, the guy who stands on his feet has precedence. So like we see here, that when you daven sitting, you're chaser be'ikar atfila. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Mikamakam imu roitza yachal espal sheinus tarsan daven. If he wants, he could daven again as an adava imu batuach sheichavenly bebit tefilasai. If he's confident that he'll be able to be mechaven in his tefila. K'may shekasav soiv simen kovzayin ve'ein sarach lechadesh badaver and lahalacha. Even though we're not machmer to daven again, if somebody wanted to daven again, he would not have to be mechadesh. The zesh shemesvel ataba amida, that which he's davening standing, hu kechidush. That's the innovation over his previous tefila. Ken kasa b'sefer amagin giborim umidivrei primagadim mashma she'ein kedai l'spal al hayoim nedava. From the primagadim, it's mashma that it is not kedai nowadays to daven a tefilas nedava. So basically, if you're traveling and you're sitting, don't daven again. Min haderach. So the best thing is, if you were traveling, don't daven in the hotel. Leilech litzdadav, go to the side of the spalos sham ba'amida. But if you're in a malon, shal avde gilum, shabavade yeshba gilulim v'tayevas. The problem is, in a Gentile hotel, they have getchkes. You know what a getchka is? I hope you know from first grade. Avodah Zarah. A statue of Avodah Zarah. They have all kinds of abominable getchkes. Ve'ein lahachnis l'sham davar shebekedusha. You should not bring in there matters of kedusha. What about to daven in a base tiflus of reformim or a conservativim? Usher, you're not a daven in a reform conservative shul. Sharei Moshe Rabbeinu l'sham amar ketseisi asir. Moshe Rabbeinu says, when I leave the city, then I'll pray. V'loi ratzel esfal b'mitzrayim, l'fi shahaysa malaya gilulim. It's interesting. The Ramah doesn't say straight out what the issue with the hotel is. He says the issue is, the Bnei Habayis are not mevalbel you. But the Mishnah Berurah says straight out, it's because there's Avodah Zarah there. Shelo yivalbelu Bnei Habayis, tzarach lemer b'soif achar tivas keren zavis. Shelo yivalbelu Bnei Habayis. There's a Ta Sofer in the Ramah. You see, we didn't read it wrong. It's not, the Ramah's not trying to cover up. Listen carefully. You read the Ramah, it sounds like the reason why you shouldn't daven in a hotel is Shelo Yival Balu B'nei Abayis. That's not the reason. The reason is because there are getchkes there. The word Shelo Yival Balu B'nei Abayis is going on Karen Zavis, that when you can't move to the side of the road, daven in a corner of a hotel. Why in the corner? So that people don't disturb you. But that's not why l'chachila you shouldn't daven in a hotel. The reason you shouldn't daven in a hotel is because there are getchkes there. Tzarech loymer b'soif achar tevas keren zavis v'atzo loymer shal yachosh rak limtzay keren zavis shal yivablu. The reason you should try to find the corner is so that they don't disturb you. Ava lo yachosh l'gilulim. You know, what about the getchkes? The answer is, if you don't have a choice, you don't have to worry about the getchkes. Because where we live, there are getchkes everywhere anyway. Sharei kol tefila seinu ba'yaros mleis gilulim. All of our prayers are in cities full of gilulim. Ve'im b'kaisel mizrachi. If in the east world that you want to pray towards, sham tului in gilulim, let's say you're about to daven and you want to face the mizrach and you see there's a yoizel over there. He's staring you in the face. Or there's a getchka over there. So now what? Should you daven east? But if you daven east, you're davening toward a getchka. No, al yisrael is tzad tzalacher. Daven to a different side. And the Chayyadim explains, you're not allowed to bow down toward it. Even if it's covered in glass, don't bow down to a getchka. I mean, come on, your whole life you've been good about lo yi alecha elohim achirim. And now all of a sudden you're going to a hotel and you're going to start bowing down to a getchka? Come on, you're a good guy. Why would you do that? So daven to a different side. Afal pi she'ein mizrach, even though it's not east. Let's say somebody's confined to a bed, and it's one of these, you know, hospitals that they have getchkas everywhere. So the Shar Mahamasim Halacha says, daven with your eyes closed. If there's no way to move to the side of the road, and you have to daven walking or miyushav or sitting, and even the hotel, you know you won't find a corner. Mutav lehisvalel baderach miyushav mahalich, it's permitted to daven on the road, sitting or walking. Kivan sha'az yachal lechavin yoiser, because that's your best option. If you could find some kind of valley in the hotel, or a courtyard, this way you'll be yoitse all the requirements for yispalo b'me'umad, and you could pray standing uve kavana, and with kavana. Okay, so that completes our double header. Okay. Have a good day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.